Mark Ruffalo, Mike Pence showed white male supremacy by speaking over Kamala Harris in VP debate. By David Ng on October 8, 2020. Vice President Mike Pence isn't just guilty of mansplaining during Wednesday's debate. He also showed full-blown white male supremacy. Hollywood star and confirmed white male Mark Ruffalo is accusing Vice President Pence of racist and sexist behavior, claiming that the way Pence interrupted and spoke over Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, showed his disrespect for black women. The way Mike Pence constantly interrupted and spoke over at Kamala Harris was the prime example of white male supremacy and its common dismissal and disrespect for black women, the Avengers star tweeted late Wednesday. The Avengers and Spotlight star failed to mention all the times that Kamala Harris made faces and laughed loudly when Pence was speaking. Despite Ruffalo's claim that Pence dominated Harris, CNN reported that the two candidates had virtually the same amount of speaking time during the debate, with the vice president clocking in at 36 minutes and 27 seconds, and Harris coming in just 3 seconds shorter. During the debate, Kamala Harris made a show of insisting that the vice president was being rude, regularly exclaiming, "I'm speaking. And I will not be lectured." The mainstream media quickly picked up on her signals, coming together in unison to accuse the vice president of mansplaining. ABC News hosts George Stephanopoulos and Martha Raddatz both used the term in their post-debate coverage, as did NBC News' Andrea Mitchell. CNN's Van Jones called Pence the mansplainer-in-chief. Political commentator S.E. Cupp also accused the vice president of mansplaining, interrupting, condescending and general smarminess. Mark Ruffalo, who has endorsed Joe Biden's bid for the White House, praise Harris in a separate tweet for her debate performance while spreading the false claim that she had only a fraction of the time speaking. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.